So we have a special guest in studio with us today, Omar Sheikh, who has lots of great titles. But the one that I am most familiar with right here and now is the leader of the Home Crew Coalition, Omar Sheikh. Thanks for being here.
Honored to be here with you, Tracy.
Well, and you had a great op-ed in the Business Journal. You've been all over the news, and especially with opening day and so much going on with the Milwaukee Brewers. Tell us a little bit more about the Home Crew Coalition.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's something that I felt that we had to form and brought in leaders like yourself and several through Milwaukee and really throughout the state. And it's just, you know, it's just in support of the Brewers and keeping the team here for generations. And we certainly, our goal is to help get this done from a bipartisan standpoint. But I think it's incredibly important to most of us that the Brewers have to stay in town.
Well, and what exactly is the funding need in terms of being able to create that economic impact? It's maintenance on the stadium, correct?
It is. It's maintenance on the stadium, and as we know, like, these stadiums have incredible wear and tear, right? And so, but it's also, you know, the upgrades to keep it relevant with the rest of the other fields throughout the country. And so, I mean, if you went to opening day this year, I mean, it's pretty amazing what they've done. I mean, it just was so much more of a fun experience. I can't explain it. And you saw, I mean, you've heard the sound system, and you just felt a difference this year. I certainly have. And so I think continuing to make those improvements and those types of things will make this organization great.
Well, and people travel from around the country and around the world to see not only this team, but to really experience this stadium, which houses something like 47,000 fans per game times how many games do the Brewers play? I feel like I should know that number. Hundreds?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, not hundreds, but yeah. I mean, over 100, yeah.
So this Home Crew Coalition, what are they exactly doing and why is it important?
Well, first of all, I mean, if anybody, it's www.homecrewcoalition.org. If you're with us and you're in support, we ask that you go on our website and sign up, right? Just to show support of the team. And again, it's just really more of an education on our part to go out to reach out to people throughout the state and just be influential from an educational standpoint on why it's so important to keep this team here. I mean, since they moved into AmFam Field, which was Miller Park back then, I believe it was in 2001, I mean, they've generated $2.5 billion of economic impact, direct and indirect spending. I mean, I think that's a pretty good return on our dollar, right? Our communities thrive because of it. And so, you know, it's just, it's really important that they stay here. Well, it would be a massive hole if they were to leave.
Well, and to think about the economic impact that they have from a fan standpoint, but the number of people who work in the stadium,
yeah,
the number of people who are employed each and
thousands
every day,
taking
care of the stadium,
yeah,
is just tremendous. Can you talk a little bit more about that economic impact and how does it extend beyond what happens right in the stadium in terms of merchandise and construction?
Oh, for sure. Like I said, you know, it's about $2.5 billion economic impact. But I think some of the things that we're also not looking at that I wanted to talk about is the Brewers Community Foundation, right? Mm. Tens of millions of dollars move through there, and they've helped hundreds and hundreds of charities throughout our city and state as well. But, you know, for us, too, it goes beyond some of us fans. If you take a look at a lot of the hospitality community, people come in. I mean, I'm meeting tables tonight. I met tables yesterday coming in from out of town to go to the baseball game. So when it's a series of five, they really impact hotels and overnight stays, which then has people spend money, you know, in the restaurants and retail and transportation. It's pretty powerful.
Well, and not to mention just all the eyes that are on our beautiful city and on this beautiful stadium as people watch on the television and as they get to know these players. I love how the organization has really helped you get to know the characters of these people and these awesome superstars who are playing and representing our city each and every day.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I mean, I look at the Brewers this year as a Marquette run. Hmm. I mean, you've got Yelich. Obviously, he's the franchise player. He's a star. But aside from that, you don't have, like, a ton of stars on the team. You've got a bunch of young guys who are going to be stars that are really hungry. And that chemistry, I saw several of them last night and as they came into the restaurant. And it just has they have a really good chemistry. And there's something really special going on here. I mean, it's pretty cool to see what they've done so far. It's pretty amazing.
Well, and after yesterday, I happened to be at the game yesterday. I was actually...
Oh, you were there for the walk-off?
I was there for the walk-off.
Awesome.
It was incredible. And it was just like, oh, yeah, well, that's just what we do is we just win. And we either have a shutout or we just do a, have a walk-off. I hope I didn't jinx the team.
It's early. It's early. It's a long season. It's... But it's just so far to see the team chemistry of these guys. It's really cool. And I think that really organization-wide, I mean, I've gotten fortunate enough to know Rick Schlesinger and Mark, and it all starts at the top, right? They're great leaders, know how to take care of people. It's a pretty special organization.
Well, and hence the name Home Crew Coalition. These are our Milwaukee Brewers, and we have a great deal of ownership. Omar Sheikh, known in lots of different circles, leader of the Home Crew Coalition, owner and operator for Carnivore, and also Third Street Market Hall. When we come back, I just want to ask you a little bit about some of the new developments, the new vendors here in the hall. I'm Tracy Johnson, in for Jeff Wagner on WTMJ. Welcome back on WTMJ 1225. I'm Tracy, in for Jeff. We have in studio Omar Sheikh. We're talking Home Crew Coalition. And again, Omar, what is the website where people can go to find out more information and engage? Which
sure.
I think is so key, is engage. How do we do this?
Sure. It's www.homecrewcoalition.org.
Homecrewcoalition.org.
Sign up, join us in our mission.
So we are right outside. Actually, the WTMJ studios are right adjacent to the Third Street Market Hall, which you oversee. Tell us a little bit more about some of the new vendors who are here.
Yeah. No, it's going really well. I mean, in the beginning, we were begging people to come right after the pandemic, and now we have a waiting list of vendors wanting to get in. And so I think momentum's on our side over here, and people are really enjoying it. So we have two new vendors this week. One is called Creole, and they do two versions of rotisserie chicken. So one's Peruvian, one is more of a Mexican style. And then they have a weekly or a daily special. I think right now they have a ropa vieja, plantains. I mean, it's delicious, right? The second one is called Smokin' Jack's Barbecue. They don't have a sign yet, but they're on the end close to Topgolf. I mean, it's some of the best barbecue I've ever had in my life. And I don't just say that because, you know, I'm co-owner of this place. I put it out on Twitter today that if anyone comes there and they don't love it, I buy their group a round of drinks.
Wow. That is, putting your money where your mouth is. It's almost like a guarantee, right?
So far, batting 100%.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, there's so much activity here. This just the other day, as I was walking out of the studio, I noticed a sushi place, which I hadn't noticed. And I thought, I think I'm going to have some sushi today.
Kawa's incredible. Yeah.
There's the pizza place and then the bubble drink place. I mean, yeah, this is a great place to just spend the afternoon.
Thank you. And more to come, too. I mean, we have, so our selfie museum sort of ran its course. So that is going to be going away. But we're going to make that a modern version of a beer hall.
Oh.
And we're going to have a tap your own, 24 tap your own beer type wall there. So we'll be able to bring in a lot of the allocated, just a lot of, you know, first to market type product. And we'll also have stadium seating there with a massive TV.
Well, that sounds incredible. And what I also love about coming to the Third Street Market Hall is that parking is not a barrier to entry, where, you know, for some people coming from the suburbs, you might think, oh, I don't know where I'm going to park. This is going to be confusing. It's so easy. You just park at the Grand Avenue parking. You bring your sticker, your stub in, and any one of the vendors will validate, correct?
Yeah, they'll validate. It's only $3 for 3 hours. And I think for 5 hours, I think we're going to make it $5 or $6 capped at that amount. So it's very reasonable. If you buy anything here in the hall, you can get it validated, and a very secure lot. We have security at the front and back, and it's just a friendly experience.
Well, and that's really important, especially to people who haven't checked it out before, so I encourage them to do so. One quick final thought. I know you were very involved with the Wisconsin Center expansion, and for many listening, they don't really understand what that means. Yeah. In a minute and a half here, tell us a little bit more about what that means to have this new expanded, it's not the Wisconsin Center, it's the Baird Convention Center,
Baird
correct?
Baird Convention Center, yeah.
Very nice.
What a great deal. That so proud of the team over there for what they did, and what a great deal for Milwaukee, you know. And so, yeah, no, it's going to be a $460 million completion of that convention center. It sat, that was the third phase. So it's the third phase actually sat stagnant, finished the first two for about 20 years. When I became chair of Visit Milwaukee, and it was something that I wanted to be part of a legacy piece. So we were able to, you know, bring on some of the best, Buddy Julius from the firm, Steve Boss with the MMAC. There was a lot. There are a lot of really great players that we all joined forces and went to the state. Was able to get moral obligation from Robin Voss and Jeff Fitzgerald at the time. So I think that came out to $21.5 million, which allowed us to bond out for it. So what does that mean, right? Now that we're doing our third phase, I mean, we wouldn't have won the RMC had we not had that completed, right? But you're also looking at the trajectory of conventions where in 2024, we're finally back to pre-pandemic levels, taking out the 90,000 room nights for RMC.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you go, 25, 26, 27, you're seeing an upward trajectory of conventions here because of it, right? And so what does that mean? Hundreds of thousands of more people coming in our city, spending outside money here for our infrastructure, and just, you know, hopefully they fall in love with the city and they want to move here. That's the end goal. And I will tell you, I hear it all the time, every day, where people come in and they're like, I didn't know Milwaukee was this awesome.
All it takes is to get them here and then they're hooked.
Yeah.
Omar Sheikh, thank you so much for being here. That website, once again, homecrewcoalition.org. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. And oh, by the way, thank you to on the 262, 81 home games. I should have that.
Home games.
That's a lot. Multiplied
by home games. Home games.
Home
yeah.
games.
Yeah, yeah,
multiplied
yeah.
by 47,000, assuming it's a sellout.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's quite an assumption. That's quite a lot of people. So thank you so much, Omar Sheikh.